The season of migration is upon us. That's right. People are going to start selling their houses, moving. You've seen that the signs are popping up in your neighborhood. I know Bruce has. He's our expert on home leasing and with Houston for Lease, Bruce Lessie. We've got him on the phone right now. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Charlie.
Colton in Baytown is wrestling with this very conundrum right now, and he says, I've been considering renting, but I've heard there are better times to try to do this than others. And he wants to know, is it better to rent your home when the house buying market is soft or when the house buying market is on fire?
That's an interesting question, Charlie. Let me answer it two ways. First of all, a lot of our clients, when the market is low, they don't want to sell their home into a down market. They want to defer that decision. The best way to defer it is to rent it and have someone else pay your mortgage for the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of it, to sell at a high time, rental rates may also be high, and you'll get a better rate of return. And if you're looking to hold on to your home as a long-term investment, then you can rent your house when the market is high and just ride out. And again, whatever's going to happen is that your tenant is always going to pay your mortgage, and that 5 years, 10 years down the road, after your house has been leased for several years, you're going to owe a whole lot less. And so whenever you sell it, you're going to get a whole lot more.
Boy, you can find the silver lining in every package.
We try.
All right. Now, what if he's considering doing this? He says, should he stay in his home until he has a renter, or should he move out and just leave the house open for it because he's afraid about carrying two mortgages at the same time?
What we tell most people is if they can move out and have the house vacant for immediate occupancy by a prospective tenant, that's great. But if he can't, no problem. He can stay in the house. We will simply tell prospective tenants that it will be a 30, 60-day time period between the time that they sign the lease and can move in. Most tenants would like to move in within 30 days, so it might put some pressure on him that he's got to make a move within a month. But other than that, it's fine in terms of timing. We can work with the situation any way that it's going to work best. We really do try and customize our program to meet the owner's needs.
And you can learn more about Bruce's program by visiting homeshowradio.com. Click on the Houston for Lease button right there on the homepage, and it'll take you to Bruce's page. You can learn more about it and even call him on his cell phone. That's what we did. We just called him on his cell phone, and there he was to get the answer. Bruce, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it.